this is the hour that you get to stand guard at the Watchtower of Freedom.
In a tent at the Iowa Straw Poll, red meat, cooked rare, is served up to Republican activists. Part political carnival, part revivalist rally, the poll is the first test of grassroots Republican opinion.
Starting the day with a victory for Michelle Bachmann, that history will write a chapter on us that says, on our watch, the torch of freedom burned even brighter than it ever had before. God bless you. Let's not...
Second Amendment supporters, stop by the Iowa Gun Owners and sign your petition to pass constitutional carry here in Iowa.
In the shadows of Iowa State University Stadium, a small town of tents has sprung up. Thousands of Republican Party members are milling from one to another, sampling food and entertainment laid on by candidates hungry for their votes. It's a thoroughly unrepresentative sample of the party, let alone the nation at large. But a few things are worth noting. People will queue a long time for a free hot dog. This is a very white, very conservative crowd, and they really, really want to get rid of President Obama.
I farm, and in the last 3 years with the Obama administration, it's on and on of regulations that are impeding my ability to do my job efficiently.
I wish we would be focusing on jobs in the United States. It's just not, like, 10 is the new 20. As far as people getting a job, 10 bucks an hour, a job that used to be 20 bucks an hour, I think that that's got to change.
I think a lot of people are losing that American dream that they've been talking about. And we're going to need someone who can speak well against Barack Obama, because a lot of people were overcome by his rhetoric and his ability to speak well.
Which, until recently, was a problem. The Republican field was uniformly grey, a collection of men in suits in search of charisma. But in Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, the Republicans have found a social conservative who can fire up the base and, unlike the last belle of the right, Sarah Palin, string more than one sentence together without putting her foot in her mouth.
My parents taught me from the very earliest ages to love God, appreciate His word. We would not be the United States of America without His hand of blessing on us. And I also love the backbone of Iowans who stand for marriage as one man and one woman.
After just 48 days as a candidate, Michelle Bachmann won the straw poll. But even as the votes were being counted, activists were watching Republican Governor Rick Perry speaking to conservative bloggers over in South Carolina.
And that's why, with the support of my family, I declared as a candidate for President of the United States.
Rick Perry leapt into the campaign, flying first to New Hampshire on Sunday morning and now here to Waterloo, Iowa, to speak on Sunday evening. He's currently pressing the flesh at a fundraising dinner. He's about 5 yards away, looking intently at some potential voters in the Republican primaries, throwing his arm around people. There's a huge press of cameramen, photographers, sound recordists around him. He looks every inch the presidential candidate.
Two of the most important issues of our time is jobs and debt. In the state of Texas, in 2009 until currently, 40% of all the jobs created in America were created in the state of Texas.
These are early days, and there are other serious candidates. But with 10 years of running Texas under his belt, Rick Perry is a formidable challenger. Many in the party see a president in him. If the US economy keeps dragging its knuckles across the floor, the Oval Office may once again feel the tread of cowboy boots.